music, of course, tells us exactly what we're talking about next. Strictly Come Dancing, with the actor and racing driver Kelvin Fletcher taking home the Glitter Ball Trophy. The tour is on the road, coming to Belfast on Wednesday. Kelvin's on the line with us. Good morning, good morning.
And not just myself, I'm here with the lovely Mike Bushell.
So I believe. Fellow dancer. Steven. Hello, Mike. How are you keeping?
Yeah, great, thank you, pal.
So you haven't had enough then on the actual show. You're on tour now as well. You're milking this, aren't you, for everything it's got?
Yeah, we wanted more. We wanted more. They say that once you start dancing, that's it. You kind of get hooked, and it's so true. You know, the TV show was a great success. I think again the viewing figures were exceptional. And as a collective effort, we formed great friendships, and we had just an amazing time. And then to kind of carry that on with a tour now is just a dream come true, really.
Mike, I can't think of anything worse in terms of it in this business that we're in. You know, sometimes we can wing it and cut corners, and the type of training and the amount of training that you just have to do for this must be a nightmare, is it not?
First couple of weeks, you're in pain. I won't lie. You're sweating, literally your T-shirt's wet with sweat. Your balls of your feet are hurting. Everything's aching. But gradually, your body adapts. And mentally, you become quicker, and you learn the dances quicker as well. I think once you get to 3 or 4 weeks into the Strictly TV show, then you really start adapting quite well to it. It's still long hours, and there are days you wake up thinking, oh, I've got to do like 12 hours in the training room today, trying to
wouldn't turn up.
You have to when you're with Katia. There's no choice. Yeah. Or OT.
Or OT. Yes.
But I needed probably Kelvin's the same. I needed a hard taskmaster to push me to my limits, because when she said on a Monday morning we'll be doing this, I thought, no, you've got to be kidding. You're talking to a 54-year-old guy. Yeah. You know, he's not really danced before. So you're having a laugh.
Had you not danced before?
No, only at sort of discos and weddings for a laugh, you know, after a couple of drinks and embarrassing the daughters. But you gradually do learn it, and it does change your body shape. And when you lose a stone and a half, it's easy to move around. And then mentally become sharper as well. On the tour, it's a bit different, because we've learned the dances already, and it's really just a chance to connect with the fans, isn't it? And just party with them.
And have a good time.
Yeah.
And what about you, Kelvin? Like how up for this were you from the very beginning? Because you were a last-minute addition to it, weren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I kind of came in. I was the complete unknown package, if you like. I didn't know I was doing the show. Unfortunately for somebody else, they got an injury, and that was my opportunity. And I guess, like a lot of people, you know, it was one show that I've always wanted to do, because purely as a fan, you know, it's visually a fantastic production. It's a wholesome show, great for the family. I've got a young family myself, and we've always watched it. So,
and the money must be half decent as well.
Well, it's BBC, you must be on a different thing. Might be better over there, you don't do it for the money, no. And with that, it's just an opportunity, because it's so unique in what it can give you. Like, you know, Mike saying there, 12, 13 hours a day, you learn. It's for me, it's one of the most incredible experiences, you know, I think I've ever had and ever will have. It's so unique in what it can give you. And
what did it give you then? Are you talking about the training and the physical fitness and the mental agility that you get from that, or what?
Yeah, I guess just the whole Strictly bubble, you know. I guess people stopping you in the street, saying such lovely comments, and I've never been able to engage with so many different people from such a wide range of demographics, of backgrounds, because the show kind of transcends to so many, such a big audience. And then you're learning a new dance, you're learning how to dance. I've formed a great friend in Mike and others alike. So for me, it's just been the most unique experience, and it's just kind of just been unforgettable, really.
And did you find, Kelvin, as you got more physically fit, that, because I've been talking to some of my friends about this recently, that you get mentally sharper, you think quicker?
Yes, absolutely. You know, as Mike was saying there, you know, a couple of weeks in, suddenly these routines start coming. They never come easy, but they come a little bit easier, you know. And you know, as I guess as an actor, learning lines, it was very much that was my thing. And my memory was really, really poor. I think I trained my brain subconsciously to recite lines and you know, be able to learn lines. Yeah. But then if you ask me what I did last week, I'd really struggle at times. So
I can totally identify with this, because I'm just so fat and overweight and out of control. And I lost 5 or 6 stone there a few months ago, and then I've put it on again. I put some of it on again, and I've gone on this cycle, Mike, of really bad memory to really sharp, getting up in the morning and just realizing that I'm thinking differently. I'm just, things are happening faster in my brain, and now it's slowing down again. And it's incredible, that physical fitness, what it does to your brain.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I really found that, just the mental sharpness. For me, it was things like just running up the stairs at a station with a bag on your back. Suddenly, you're less out of breath. Also, I can now outrun my wife, who's a bit younger than me. Before, people would think she was my personal trainer.
Well, there's a front page Daily Mail story. Yeah. Why you run away from your wife?
Mike, she's trying to catch up. She's going, oh, flipping Strictly Looking in. Go now, eh? Hey? But also, yeah, the mental sharpness. Also, what I found, I mean, I've done a lot of, like yourself, outside broadcasts under pressure. And you think that's nerve-wracking, but once you've stepped out of the Strictly dance floor, I think you can deal with anything life throws at you after that, because that is the most nerve-wracking thing, that first time with the cameras on. So I think ability to deal with pressure, especially being in four dance-offs as well. I mean, I really enjoyed those because they're great fun and you do the dance again. But talk about helping you deal with pressured situations. That really helped as well. I'm sure Kelvin found the same.
You two are probably not going to give me an honest answer to this, but...
I will. I'll try. Go on, test me.
How bitchy does it get behind the scenes?
Oh, well, it didn't this year.
Yeah. Did it
I think
not?
Everyone was saying, no, honestly, it didn't. And everyone was kind of saying, you know, just what a great bunch
it was.
I can't speak for previous years because obviously I was never there, but it just felt like such a family show. I mean, production-wise, the guys there, they must be the best creatives. Every department from costume to the camera boys to, you know, the creatives that come up kind of with the styles of each dance, they were just exceptional to kind of work with them. But then, you know, as a cast, as the professionals, all the professionals were so lovely, you know, so patient. I think their biggest virtue is their patience, because they're dealing with us amateurs on a daily basis. So I got nothing but, you know, great things to say about them, really, which you knew I was probably going to say that, didn't you? But
that's definitely the truth, because I expected there might be something along the way at some point in the journey, but there was nothing at all. That everyone was so supportive, because it wasn't like a cutthroat competition. We weren't really, in a way, competing with each other. We were just trying to do our own dances to the best of our ability, and we didn't want to see anybody go each week, and then whatever happened each week happened.
And it was out of our control.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
and
what about the so supportive?
What about the spray tans, lads? Are they all over or what?
I mean, no, they're not, because this live tour now, they're all wrapped up. It's not just the spray tans now. I've just been telling Mike before we came on air, I had my lashes done last night. I mean, I've
you
never
did?
Done
no.
that. Amazing. Honestly, well, we've got, obviously we're on the road, so we're in Leeds. We're performing in Leeds today, and then we're obviously over with you guys next week. But the guys came around, so spray tans was one thing, but now we've been offered, they said, would you like a facial, was one of the things, and I said yes to that. I've never had a facial before, so I thought, while I'm doing the Strictly thing, I might as well just take advantage of
it. It looks amazing, I can tell you.
So I've had my
lashes
done.
What is a facial? What do they do to you?
Well... it was a bit surreal, I'll be honest. I walked into a room and there was a few people in there, and some people were laid down, some people were having treatment. So I was in my dressing gown from the hotel room. So I was very much dressed for the occasion. And then this lovely lady, you know, laid me down and just talked through the process she was going to do, give me an eye lift, I don't know, all these things that she was going to do. And I think she was sending very weak electronic pulses through my face. I think that's what relaxed the skin and hopefully made me look a little bit younger. Do I look younger, Mike?
You do. I'm just looking at you. I'm
really?
2 feet away. And you look incredible.
Thank you.
You look really refreshed.
Well,
not that you haven't all tour. But yeah, I missed out on this, Stephen.
You missed
my
out.
My parents live near Leeds, so I went to see them last night. I missed out on a facial and the eyelashes.
And my eyebrows
as well.
Because
I only ever
used to have one eyebrow. Like most guys, because we don't
they're
pamper
so neat.
Ourselves. And now they've just been trimmed. And...
Yeah, I mean, I'm in awe.
Yeah.
I missed out.
You get your eyelashes trimmed.
I've had it all done. This is it. This is what Strictly does to you.
Yeah. So tell me about the tour. That's really what you're talking about.
That's really what we've come on to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens in this tour?
It's everyone's dream, really, isn't it? I mean, it's our little taste of almost like being a rock star, because the crowds are so electric. The noise is incredible. And so it's like the TV programme, isn't it? You have seven couples who do two dances each. We also do some group dances with the pros, but we do our dances. The judges give their comments, Craig, Bruno and Shirley, and they give scores. And sometimes the crowd will boo, sometimes they'll cheer, depending on the scores. But luckily, well, certainly luckily for me, the judges' scores don't count. It's all about the public in the arenas voting on their mobile phones at the time. I think it's like they get an hour to vote. And they decide who wins. And so far, it's gone true to form, I think. And the man himself, I think you've won every one. I think we've done nine so far, have we?
Yeah, we've done nine shows, yeah. It's just a great night, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think people...
It's a party.
If you've loved the TV show, you're absolutely going to love the tour. If you've not really been you've not seen, I don't know where you have been, but if you've not seen the TV show, then it's something that very much you should go along and watch, because it's so different, I think. Yeah. And visually, it's this pyrotechnics, so much going on. It's just electric. Visually, it looks so good. It's just a really, really great show. It's so good to be involved in, isn't it? That when you said before about feeling like a rock star, we're going out there, there's a live audience, and it just feels so good. And it's just it's a great laugh, isn't it?
Yeah.
A great laugh.
And look, the Belfast audience will look after you. You're going to be at the SSE Arena Wednesday and Thursday night, isn't that right? 29th.
That's it, that's the next week.
And 30th. You mentioned, what have you mentioned earlier on about what Strictly, you know, that whole gig that is Strictly does for your profile? Kelvin, you're known for Emmerdale, Mike, you're known obviously for BBC News. Have you got ambitions now to use this extra profile? And have you been given offers that you want to tell us about?
For the exclusive. We're for the exclusive here. Yeah. Well, I think me and I are going to swap roles. I'm going to be a news correspondent.
I'll just get back into acting.
Yeah, and that'll be nice. But I don't think, I mean, I can't speak for Maya, but I certainly think going to this show, you know, looking for, it could provide this. You know, I went into the show because the show in itself is just a fantastic opportunity. And yes, inevitably can boost your profile. And as a result of that, if a byproduct of that is that there's more opportunities and more doors open, then so be it.
Have you had any offers yet?
I have, yeah, and some interesting offers in kind of different platforms than I've normally worked. You know, mostly as an actor, but I've never really done stage before, and there's been some opportunities there to work on stage, which I absolutely want to explore. But
are
for
you
me,
take
you know,
them, Kelvin?
Not that I'm going to take them. No, I'm just still kind of, I've not had a chance to really take anything at this minute. I've been so busy with the tour, but you know, when the tour finishes, my ambitions have not increased anymore. You know, they've always been very high, and as an actor, that's what I want to do and test myself and challenge myself.
And what about you for you, Mike? Because past people that have been in journalism or whatever, and a gig like Strictly does sometimes open doors to much bigger opportunities. Are any coming your way? And is that your ambition?
So far, I really haven't sat down with him, because literally it was straight from the programme, had a few weeks off over Christmas just to recover the bones, and then onto the tour. What I have noticed so far is the number of youngsters, you know, 3- and 4-year-olds who come up with their parents asking for selfies, which perhaps didn't happen before, who were glued apparently to Strictly and would do the dances in front of
you're a heartthrob.
I can't believe it. As Kelvin said, like 3-year-olds to 90-year-olds who watch the programme. So that's great. So if I can attract more of that audience to Breakfast, that would be really good. But Breakfast is a fantastic gig. You know, I go and try a different sport. I'm going to do a feature with Kelvin and his racing at the start of the new season. I get to try a different sport every week with some fantastic people. I don't really want to lose that. I love that side of the job. Plus, being in the Breakfast studio, it's a great program. It's program.
I'm looking after you this morning, Mike, not asking you what you think of Piers Morgan. I'm looking after you, not throwing you into all that type of stuff.
I've never met him, actually.
I've never met
Piers Morgan. Yeah. No. Obviously,
I'm
rivals.
I'm playing with you.
I think Dan has a few spats with him on Twitter, doesn't he? Dan Walker.
He certainly does.
Exchange. Yeah, but no, this was quite entertaining.
Listen, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I wish you. I hope your visit to Northern Ireland it is an enjoyable one. I'm sure it will.
Are you going to come next week? Are you going to come yourself?
I would love to come. I've got a live telly show that night on Wednesday night, but I don't on Thursday. I will come. There we go.
If you're not washing your hair, then come along.
I'll get my license done and get a facial.
Yes, absolutely.
I've got a good story about my last trip to Belfast. Very briefly, very famous man from Belfast, gynaecologist Jim Dornan.
Oh, yes.
He picked me up. We were filming his piece on circular soccer. He was
Jim's
very hospitable.
Good guy.
Stayed
a
in
good
his house.
Guy.
In the night, I was staying in his son's room. His son was out. His son came back in to get something about 4 a.m. I didn't realise his son was Jamie Dornan, you know, from 50 Shades of Grey.
Is this his hint, Mike, that he wants to stay at my house when he comes Wednesday night?
He's away, unfortunately, next week. I think he's away, he said. I had a nice message from him yesterday. Yeah, but it's quite funny.
Listen, thanks, lads. Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you next week. And thanks, Kelvin. Thank you very much indeed, Mike. All the very best. Right, that's it for today. Another Nolan Show comes to an end. That's it for this week, actually, for the Nolan Shows on BBC Radio Ulster. I'll see you in 5 Live tonight when we start at 10 o'clock on 5 Live for the Nolan Show on the network. We're there Friday, Saturday and Sunday night. And we come back here, BBC Radio Ulster, at 9 o'clock in the morning. Thank you for your company. If you want to send us a story, nolan@bbc.co.uk. If you want to talk to me morning, noon or night on Twitter, that's @Stephen Nolan. Hope you have a good weekend. Thank you so much for everything. Have a good day. Bye-bye.